You know, I can only relate to that in terms of what I've heard, which is, you know, as you start talking from truth, you know, a lot of things happen. You know, for me, it used to happen, and I can relate back to when I first heard this message. And my sponsor used to talk. It used to put my mind, slow my mind down, hearing truths. I found out that spiritual truths will take that winding mechanism that I got going on in my head and slow it down, whether you read it or you listen to it. Unfortunately for me, I couldn't read. I could read words, but I couldn't really read as a way of life when I got here. That's something I had to learn and be taught on how to do. That's what we talk about in this meeting, is how to take a look at these words, convert them, and realize that they're spiritual principles, and then convert those principles into a form of application, of meaning that I attach the principle to my mind in the moment I'm in, which is a learning process in itself. And you know, I think that you know, the best thing to do is come here to get some rest, to go to sleep. Because you know, I used to listen to my sponsor, and I just nod out. I mean, I was so wound up from the day, and I didn't realize how wound up I got myself. You know, the things that I became aware of were such an anomaly for my life, of like how much my mind grinded on me, how negative my self-talk was to myself and to other people, how I was never satisfied, how I always put happiness in front of me in a distance away, and that any time I would get closer to that happiness or that distance I thought I was going to arrive at my happiness, it would just push back to further, you know, away to the distance I originally set, realizing that I was always kind of chasing my tail. I had a really negative mind that was described to me that I didn't want to hear. And, you know, I've gotten so many ideas. You know, Laurel had written an email to me a few months ago about, you know, how she hated the fact that I made her see herself. And I didn't. It's the steps, but this message that we're talking about. And that at first it was very embracing because it offered an opportunity to describe that which could never be described before to the individual, to her. And so I was talking about something that was like, wow, this is great. This really explains a lot of the stuff that I do. And then it flips on you. And the disease comes back in, and it's like, who are you to tell me what's going on in my mind? Which I'm really not here to tell anybody anything. You know, it says how he said, we're all just one. That's the bottom line. And I guarantee you right now, if you look inside of yourself and you call out for your soul and to feel your soul and look at any human being in this room, you will not feel separation. You will feel unification. But if you look at people with your brain, with your lopsided memories, with your warped injuries, with all your fears and all your anxieties that you walk around in this world with, then you will feel a massive amount of separation. You will judge. You will feel awkward. But if you look at anybody with your soul, from your soul, and look for their soul, you will feel a total connection. This is one of the gifts as a byproduct of the program recovery. I don't think that's anywhere in print in terms of that specific detail, but I know in step 12 it says I'll be able to think, do, and feel that which I can never do on my unaided strength before.